So popular YouTuber Gideon has decided that he wants to be a Christian now. And obviously on the surface, there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is, though, he's actually become a heretic. And he's hanging out with a couple of false prophets, including this guy.
I'm crying at the altar for the first time in 10 years. Again, I had friends that had killed themselves and friends that had overdosed and family died, and I could not cry. Dirt's coming out of my eyes. And maybe you listening, this might strike unbelief in you. All I know is dirt was coming out of my eyes. And I'm rubbing my eyes and I'm going like this as I'm crying like I'm right now. And I'm seeing just like it was just like dust in my hands. It wasn't, you know, a dirt clod. It was just dust in my hands. And I'm wiping it and I'm going, okay, now there's dirt coming out of my eyes. I'm speaking this language. I'm hearing voices. I'm seeing angels and demons. I'm just overwhelmed.
You're demon possessed, bro. They were on a live stream together and they made a bunch of preposterous statements against the gospel of Jesus Christ. I wanted to react to some of these comments that they made in the live stream right now.
Yeah, I don't understand about the free graces. Everyone's saved. It's so easy. Everybody's saved. You just have to believe, you know, pray, invite Jesus in your heart. Everybody's saved, but the people that don't believe in free grace.
No, those who believe in free grace do not think that, quote, everyone is saved. And by the way, let's just back up for a second. Why are they using free grace as a pejorative of some kind? What is grace if it isn't free? It's unmerited favor. It's like, what do they believe in? Works grace? The only way that grace can be applied and still align with its definition is if it's free. This is why the Bible tells us, and if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. And of course, they're strawmanning us with this, oh, you just think everyone's saved. No, that's not what we believe. One of the common themes about this live stream is these guys don't understand the difference between acquiescing to a certain set of facts and actually placing 100% of your faith in Christ. We don't believe salvation is assenting to facts about Jesus. We believe that it's placing 100% of your faith, trust, relying, depending on Jesus alone to get to heaven. And that's exactly what these people are not doing.
It's like mind-blowing to me how the Muslim saved and in heaven, but I'm a heretic going to hell because I don't believe that if you just believe in your mind Jesus is Lord, you can live like the devil and still go to heaven.
No, Muslims are not saved. An intellectual assent to facts is not going to get anyone to heaven. Muslims don't believe Jesus is God. They believe in Allah. They are in a false religion. It is a complete straw man, and basically you're just smearing our position by making the claim that we think Muslims are saved. No one on our side, no saved Bible-believing Baptist preacher is going to teach that Muslims are saved. But here's what's interesting. The irony of all this is there's a dead guy who believed in repenting of your sins for salvation, the same thing that Isaiah Saldar, Gideon, and that random other false prophet, Brother Josh, teach themselves. Well, he believes like them. His name is Billy Graham. And guess what? He taught that Muslims are going to be in heaven one day.
Whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world, they are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have. And I think that they are saved and they're going to be with us in heaven.
Because they're trying to say that the very worst thing we can do is tell people to try to live better and try to have a life that's pleasing to God.
It is the worst thing in the world for you to teach people works salvation. There is nothing wrong with telling people that they should live for God in order to be in fellowship with Him or to earn God's blessings, avoid His chastisement. As long as you're already saved, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, of course you should clean up your life. There's no issue there whatsoever. I want Gideon to clean up his life and live for the Lord, but he needs to get saved first, or else it's all going to be in vain because he's going to burn in hell anyway.
Brother Josh just got called out by, what is his name?
Is there any big free gracers? And I'm not trying to be like, you know.
No, Cassidy Campbell is not the guy that's real quick. I think his name is Jonathan Shelley. is the guy that wants to debate you, Brother Josh.
So they mentioned Pastor Shelley, and what's kind of funny is that it's not like Pastor Shelley came up with the idea of debating this guy. Cassidy brought it to him, and he's like, eh, all right, might as well. And now this Josh character is ducking him, claiming he's too busy, doesn't want to do it, you know, he's just making excuses to not do it. He is a coward, folks. He is spineless.
Let's just say, for all intents and purposes, it turns out that we're wrong. We're not supposed to be teaching that, you know, you can't just do anything. According to them, we're still good because we accepted him and we believe in his sacrifice.
Nope. Galatians 5:4 says, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. The Bible also tells us in Romans chapter 4 that if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void. You don't get to try and trust in both works and faith to go to heaven. You are going to split hell wide open. You are not saved. And the reason why is because you're not trusting in Christ. You're trusting in yourself. You're trusting in your works. And so Jesus Christ will judge you by those works and deem you unworthy, and you'll get cast into hell. Salvation is not Jesus plus a bunch of other things. And if that's what you believe, you are not saved. That's what the scriptures clearly teach.
But then how is it that you can say that somebody who's wicked does believe in his sacrifice? They're not trying to live for him.
1 Corinthians 5 says in verse 11, but now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator. And then in verse 13 it says, but them that are without God judgeth, therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. So we have a saved person being referred to as wicked. The Bible says that a saved person can be wicked, and internet bozo says that's not possible. Which one are you going to believe?
Make it make sense.
Yeah, it's another gospel.
What you teach is another gospel, Isaiah. And the Bible says you ought to be accursed in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 8.
Just makes all these videos about, I'm a heretic for preaching repentance. I'm a heretic for preaching holiness. And you're telling people you have to turn from sin and that's not biblical, blah, blah, blah. Like, just preaching heresy.
He's talking about Cassidy Campbell here making a video warning people about him. And the reality is, you know, our issue isn't preaching repentance. You don't believe in repentance the correct way for salvation, right? You don't even understand what repentance means. In the context of salvation, repent means to turn from unbelief to belief. The Bible says, repent ye and believe the gospel, meaning turn from whatever it is you were trusting in before to get you to heaven, your works or some other false god, and instead place your faith, rely, depend on Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection.
So he's made like 3 or 4 videos of me because I preach repentance, how I'm a heretic, and had literally, I forgot the pastor's name, but in my opinion, the most heretical joke of a pastor in the history of the world. What is his name? The guy that tells like, oh, let's put all the homos on the island. I forgot the name of the guy.
Jonathan Shelley.
That guy. No, not that guy. The guy that's I know you're talking about. Something Anderson. Anyways, yeah, he has that guy calling me a clown I don't even get started on that guy.
Yeah, it makes sense that the demon-possessed guy hates Pastor Anderson. The demons inside of him really hate the fact that a pastor exists who's gotten many people saved and trained a bunch of people about how to go soul winning, taught people how to go soul winning, and has started a movement of independent fundamental Baptist churches that are dedicated to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, a gospel that this guy despises. The demons inside of him really, really don't like that at all. By the way, I'm not buying it. You probably knew his name.
The rich young ruler, if free grace was real, the rich young ruler would be saved right now.
You don't understand the Bible at all. That's one of the most idiotic arguments I've ever heard in my life. The rich young ruler wasn't saved because he was trusting in himself, and Jesus was trying to help him understand that if you're going to try and get to heaven by your works, that standard is impossible to meet. The guy was justifying himself. He felt like he had no sin in his life. That was the issue with him. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Come short. We all come short. It is not possible to meet the standard of goodness required to go to heaven by works. It doesn't matter how many commandments you think you're following. You cannot follow them all. That is how impossible it is to be saved by works. That is how high the standard is to be saved by works. It is an unattainable standard. That is how righteous somebody would have to be, which is why Jesus Christ died on the cross, knowing we can't save ourselves. And this is the issue that the rich young ruler had, thinking he was righteous enough to be saved. These work salvationists, here's what they do, is they lower the standard of righteousness to their level and then claim salvation is by works. Whereas what a free gracer believes, is using their term, is that the standard is perfection and none of us can meet it, which is why we need Jesus.
What I wonder is if I were to backslide, would any of them look at it as me backsliding? Like,
no, you'd be saved. If you backslid, then you'd be a free gracer. Because then you'd be living like the world, but you still believe in Jesus. So they hope you backslide, bro. They want you to backslide because if you backslide, you will be like them, living in the world, living for yourself, living like the devil, living lawless, being a son of disobedience. The Bible says the spirit of disobedience works in those children of disobedience. You'll be just like them, but you'll still believe in Jesus. So you're not saved now, Gideon. Now that you're living holy, you've consecrated yourself, you've turned from your sin, you're having Friday night Bible study. You're not saved right now, according to them. Once you backslide, this is how demonic this doctrine is. Once you backslide and live like the world and then profess Jesus once in a while in an Instagram post or put God is good in your bio, then you're saved. But you're not saved right now, bro. You got to sin and backslide and stop repenting to be saved. That's the free grace message.
We would absolutely not claim that Gideon is saved if he backslid. We would claim that he's saved if he actually professed to believe the true gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And we determine an individual's salvation based on what they claim they're trusting in to go to heaven. You know, the Apostle Paul, he also dealt with this false accusation that salvation by faith is somehow a license to sin, or that he is giving people a license to sin or justifying sin in any way by teaching, you know, that salvation is a free gift. He says in Romans 3:8, and not rather as we be slanderously reported and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. So all the way back in the first century AD, they dealt with the same false accusations against the gospel that we're dealing with in 2023. I find that to be interesting. Every week, our pastor is preaching hard against sin and preaching about the importance of living a clean, holy life and preaching against worldliness and preaching about getting the sin out of your life, etc. This is a common theme of Steadfast Baptist Church and other like-minded churches that we fellowship with. And this is one of the main reasons why the left hates us so much. We're despised by leftists, by liberals, because of how hard we preach against sin. So we can't simultaneously preach against sin while also supposedly give people a, quote, license to sin. It's the same logic as this. Imagine if you're married to a spouse and you don't believe in divorce at all. And yet somebody comes up to you and says, oh, you don't believe in divorce? Well, I guess that gives you the license to commit adultery against your wife as many times as you want. Or how about this? There's nothing you could ever do to stop being the child of your parents. You can never reverse the fact that you are the child of your parents. And yet, I'm supposed to believe that that gives you a license to now treat your parents like garbage? That's the same logic that these fools are making here on the live stream. It is low IQ. It is nonsensical.
They never refute anything, though. All they do is talk... at us,
yeah,
and about us. They never refute anything. It's not like I hate them. It's not like you hate them. No. It's just a waste of time. I don't want to argue with a voicemail. That's what it is. It's a voicemail. I don't want to argue with a voicemail. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're reading out of the book of ChatGPT. It's the 67th book of ChatGPT Bible.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Which, by the way, John 3:18 proves that you've either believed or you have not believed. So somebody who claims to get saved and then believes in Islam or becomes an atheist or something like that a day later was never saved to begin with. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Jesus Christ said, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. The Apostle Paul said, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. He also said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. He said that if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. I could go on and on. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I can quote tons of scripture to you proving that the gospel is a free gift. Jesus Christ said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Again, I can go on and on quoting scriptures proving this doctrine. So don't sit there and act like the Bible doesn't clearly teach this. You know it does.
But they'll tell you, no, you're saved. And they give people a false sense of security. And on Judgment Day, a lot of these people are going to hear, depart from me, I never knew you.
In Matthew 7, it was Jesus Christ who said, starting in verse number 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Which means preach, by the way. And in thy name have cast out devils. That's Isaiah Saldazar with his deliverance ministry, casting out demons and devils out of people. And in thy name done many wonderful works. So these people, they want to get to heaven by relying on what? Their works. They're justifying themselves. And Jesus responds to him and says, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. This passage condemns you. It's exactly what you're going to say when you stare Jesus Christ in the face and beg him to be allowed into heaven.
I don't want to live my life in sin. And I've told you guys that I'm repenting from my sin and I'm trying to, you know, live a righteous life. So I don't understand why free gracers are trying to send me videos to show me, yo, you know, it's okay. Like, I don't think they realized it, but they're really acting like the serpent. And
they're acting
like the serpent.
Whose team are you on, guys? Come on.
That's exactly what the serpent said. You know it's okay. You can eat off this fruit.
Gideon, somebody teaching salvation by faith is not at all equivalent to the serpent telling you to commit sin. We are not telling you to commit sin. We want you to clean up your life. The difference is you're going to fail without the Spirit of God. The difference is you do not have the Holy Spirit. You don't have the new man that you can walk in order to get the sin out of your life, all right? And so this is what's so funny about it. You want to clean up your life so bad, well, you ought to actually accept the free gift of salvation, which then gives you the Holy Spirit and enables you to live a clean and holy life if you walk in the Spirit. See, what these guys are intentionally misleading their audience on is the fact that we're not teaching you should go live however you want. The Bible says there's a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation awaiting those who would transgress the commandments of the Lord. That's talking about a physical chastisement on this earth. The Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. We understand there are consequences for sin, but those consequences, if you're saved, they are felt by God's children here on this earth, not in hell, okay? Just as sure as a parent would chasten their child for disobeying, but not kick him out of the family forever, it's the same thing with God's children.
A lot of these guys that believe in Jesus and they'll preach this stuff, man, they don't believe in the Jesus of the Bible. They believe in a Jesus they've made in their image instead of the Jesus that made them in his image.
They got a make-believe buddy that lets them do whatever they want and Jesus. Then gives them eternal life.
You know, what Gideon's doing right here, and it was done multiple times on their live stream, It's just straight up mocking the gospel. They are mocking the gospel openly and brazenly, and it's blasphemous.
So free grace, mm-hmm. they don't go on the cross. They just sit back and say, oh, Jesus did it for me.
That's too much
Jesus
work to get up right. there on that cross.
Yeah, yeah, the cross is an mm-hmm. invitation.
There it is. Jesus did it for you. Oh, I reject that, says Isaiah Saldivar. I think I was calling him Saldazar or something earlier. Saldivar, Salad Bar, whatever you want to call this guy. Oh, Jesus did it. Oh, just mocking.
The tomb, the empty tomb is an invitation for us to die with Christ, which they'll never talk about. There's actually you being crucified. Romans 12 says, give mm-hmm. your body parts to God. People say, why don't you watch those ungodly movies? Why don't you drink? Why don't you party? I can't. My body doesn't belong to me. My mouth doesn't belong to me. I can't watch those movies. My eyes aren't mine. I gave my body to God 13 years ago, Romans 12, on the altar of living sacrifice.
So he makes fun of free gracers here, and he's like, oh, they just lay back and Jesus did it all. Jesus literally said, come unto me, I will give you rest. All right? It's like you're making fun of the words of Jesus Christ there. And in addition, he says, oh, the cross, it's an invitation. You really, do you want to be crucified yourself? Pay for your own sins? It's not how it works. Jesus paid it all. He died. He was buried. He rose again. Yes, we should live for him once we get saved, but that has nothing to do with salvation. Romans chapter 12, he wants to talk about that. Yeah, we should offer our bodies up as a living sacrifice. I believe that, but not for salvation. And this is what these people do, is they take passages that have nothing to do with salvation, they make them about salvation in order to peddle their damnable heresy. If you're not 100% sure that you're going to heaven, just check out the video in the description box below and watch it and realize what the Bible actually says about how to be saved and go to heaven one day. But that's all I've got. I think I'm done responding. These guys do not understand the Bible whatsoever. The Bible says, he that is of God heareth God's words. These guys are not of God. They don't understand spiritual things. They're misleading people. They're sending people to hell. They're teaching a damnable false gospel. The work has been done for you, folks, by Jesus Christ. His death, his burial, his resurrection is sufficient to save you. If you trust in that alone, you get eternal life. It lasts forever. You're saved. It's a done deal. And then afterward, you should live for God. You should get baptized. You should get plugged in at a local church. But regardless of what happens, you're God's child. Whether you're a good child or a bad child, you're his child. Thanks for watching, and God bless you all. I'll talk to you guys again after a while.